God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man, folks, think about it. For in July, it'll be 15 years I've been doing radio shows. Okay? We were talking about aliens all the time. All the time. Then came along the David Doetry vision about the giant copper ball mothership showing up in the sky on every single TV in all 195 countries, 240-some with all the island nations. And that we were admonished not to stare at the TV like 9/11, but instead go get more food to save up because we needed to hang loose and keep our heads down for a few weeks. Because then would be the rapture. Huh? And then you combine that with Sory Park, a really anointed pastor that was taken up to heaven and had a conversation with Jesus about the rapture. Yeah, everybody wants to know about that. And he was told by Jesus, he says, that the disappearance of the humans will be blamed by NASA on the aliens. Imagine that. I'm pretty sure that was back in the 90s that he was talking to Jesus about the aliens taking the people. These things cannot be coincidences. They're so confirmed. It's all in the Bible. It's like seeing that new 2026 Camaro for the first time. Everybody's talking about it. It's the most amazing car I've ever seen. Wow, you should see the appointments on that vehicle. It's beyond amazing. Makes Bentleys look like a piece of junk. And you've never even seen it. Then you pull up at a red light, and all of a sudden, there it is! And you're looking at it going, you know, if you're into such things, you're looking at it going, wow, that is the most amazing car I have ever seen. But then, now that you've seen it, every single intersection has one. Some intersections even have more than one. Once you see aliens in the Bible, they're all over the place. When the naughty Jews were giving drink offerings and grain offerings, and I got to find this text again. I found it already, but I didn't make a note of it. I should. Naughty me. But anyway, to the hosts of heaven, churchianity comes out and says, oh, it's those were the planets you see. No. Since when is a planet a host? Please. It's a literal meaning. Host. Host body. Yea, saith the Lord host. Hey, if you want to learn anything, like how to worship before the star Remphan, you know where to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, the next one up. Trump posted on the White House website that Iran is begging to make a deal. I'm not joking you. Draco T tells everybody. He actually posts up one of those big blue memorandums on the, you know, whitehouse.gov site telling everybody that, oh, you know, Iran's going, oh, please, great King Draco, would you cut us a break? We're just lowly Iranians. Shrimp fork. I need a shrimp fork right away. Spanky, hand me a shrimp fork, would you? All right. You're on it, buddy. You're on it. Ow, that hurts. Maybe I'll do it later. Come on. What do you... it's like... No. Oh, what are you kids voting for here? Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, we got to get back to telling you guys a few jokes because if we don't, you're going to be getting kind of rowdy. Last thing we need is rowdy kids. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this whole situation seems a little, I don't know, hopeless, right? I
mean, it's hopeless. We'll never make it. Never. We're done for.
Glum. Can you imagine how people look at the things that are happening right now? And, you know, when they finally wake up, you know? And they take a little bite of the red pill, and they're like, wait a minute, this doesn't look very good. This can't end well. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, J.D. Vance is publicly lying to people. Get this. Let me just see if I had the link. Ah, dagnabbit, this one I didn't link to. But you know what? I don't need to see hear the metabolic elimination product coming out of his, you know what, foul oral cavity, we'll just say. All right, so praise God anyway. So guess what? So in front of people that maybe even have a few little teaspoons full of gray matter left inside their, you know, coconut head skulls, all right, he tells people out loud, his lips actually formed the word. He said that Iran was about to use nuclear suicide vests inside of supermarkets. So while you're over there fussing around in the, you know, vegetable produce section of Publix or wherever you shop, you know, Piggly Wiggly. What a name for a, who names a supermarket Piggly Wiggly? You know, you're sitting there, you're working really hard on your diet. You've been trying to get into keto really super hard. You're going over to the store. You're feeling a little good because you lost a couple of pounds last week. And then you walk into a Piggly Wiggly. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's just like... I'm sorry, but I got to draw the line at Piggly Wiggly. Every time I go brush my teeth in front of the mirror, that's why I'm like George... No, not George Costanza. Wrong. George in Cheers. Okay, who is that? But anyway, he said in one of the episodes, he says, that's why I never look in the mirror. praise God. And, of course, he probably shopped at Piggly Wiggly's. All right, next one up. It's just an insane world. Insane world. I wish there wasn't any such thing as copyright. I got a lot of songs that I can think of playing. All right. Anyway, Epstein files confirmed that Biden died in 2019. I already covered that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's move on. We already talked about Trump putting his face on a $100 bill and Jiminy Crickets. I mean, oh, and I got to I just got to share this. Okay, so they had the No Kings rallies, okay, to get rid of Trump, okay, you know, and the numbers that are indicative of MAGA people jumping ship are astonishing. 8 million people in like 12 different cities across the United States, okay? It looks like the Middle East. It looks like the Houthis in the streets, you know what I mean? Where you just see bodies so far down. It's like little tiny, like ants moving around on top of each other. It's just, and they had aerial footage of the people doing the No King stuff. Anyway, it's amazing. Never before in the history of the world has the United States had that many people out in public protesting the existence of a single individual. Can you relate? I'm thinking that you can. Right, kids? You can relate. Would you have gone to the No Kings rally, kids, if your mom said, you know, you were able to? You would have? Hey, but you know that we're not supposed to really get involved, okay? We're not from here and we're not staying here. Hey, come on, get with the program. Everything's cool. You want to stay out of harm's way so that everything is... Because when the barley harvest rapture, we're going to fly, man. We're going to fly. That's what we need to be focusing on. Focus on flying. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway... All right, next one up. Breaking. UAE says the Strait of Hormuz is not Iranian property. What did I say several shows ago? It's not their property. They have no right to be doing what they're doing. They're affecting the entire world. I even made a comment about if Harry Truman was, president right now, Iran would have already disappeared. It wouldn't have to be a bunch of, you know, I think it's witchcraft, really. I think what's coming from Draco T is witchcraft. I think it's Chabad Lubavitch, super duper dark black magic. It's if you were to have like the worst black magic, and it's like the top of the scale at 10, the Chabad Lubavitch Khazarian SOS, you know, Synagogue of Satan stuff, it's got to be like a 25, maybe even higher. some seriously sick, twisted black magic. It's like blacker than black magic. It's like black hole magic. Ugh. Anyways, all right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. All right, breaking. Wait a minute. No, I don't want that one. Let me kill that one. It's hard to keep track of all this noise. The United States has just attacked Iran's Khodab power plant, Khodab, K-H-O-N-D-A-B power plant. Iran had already made it clear that if power plants were attacked, it would destroy all power plants and desalination plants in the region. Very soon, we may be seeing retaliation from Iran. All right, so, and there's, man, boy, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. It's absolutely insane. Where's this going to go? How far is it going to escalate? What happens when everybody runs out of water and food? Do you think they're going to get pretty angry? Do you think they're going to do something about it? Do you think they might join, just like that 15-year-old boy, Natan, N-A-T-A-N, okay, with the help of Rabbi Rami Levy. I don't know who's who in the zoo and who's good and who's bad and who's Talmud and all that other stuff. I don't care. At the end of the day, this little kid definitely met with Jesus. Okay, and he said that, you know, the Arabs would, you know, of course, they'd be fighting amongst one another at first, but then they join forces and they surround Israel, which would be the fulfillment of the prophecy in Luke 21:20. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by your enemies, run for it! You know what I mean? It's basically, I took the last part of the verse and, you know, made it real. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. All right, so then, of course, we have the Fox News report of drones. They have to be drones, you see. They can't be anything but drones. So they're like, you know, so let's listen to this.
What have you learned about the U.S. military base in Louisiana that faced this wave of unexplained drone incursions earlier this month?
Brett, Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, home to the long-range B-52 bombers and a key nuclear hub, faced a week-long shelter-in-place order earlier this month after waves of unauthorized drones were spotted for several hours over the base. According to a base spokesperson, we are working closely with federal and local law enforcement agencies to investigate these incursions.
It's drones! No, it's not. It never was. It never, ever was. Some phrases are popping into my head that would be woefully inappropriate to share right now. But anyway, believe whatever you want to believe. Project Bluebeam, whatever. You're going to find out otherwise. And if you want to believe that, that's fine. But you heard it first here on Charlie. Hallelujah. Next one up. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Next one up. Let me see what that is. Oh, Christians being attacked. And by the way, the drone activity, they have clusters of these UFOs. Look, they're scout ships. They are probably almost certainly being piloted by Greys, but no guarantee on that. And they are doing things like following the Iranian missiles to some extent. Whether or not they're disabling the warheads or not, that's been stuff that's been physically filmed by the United States military before. I have a book that's like almost 3.5 inches thick on just accounts of nuclear bases being either visited by alien spaceships or in films. They had films where they were doing studies and they'd have a ICBM going up in the air for a test or whatever, and they were like, what's that? What was that wispy thing going by? It was like they saw some kind of an artifact on the film and they slowed it down frame by frame, and well, lo and behold, an alien spacecraft popped into the screen, shot a laser beam into the warhead, popped out of the screen. But wait a minute, in Daniel 2:43, it talks about holy watchers. I saw a watcher, a holy one. What are holy watchers? I thought all watchers were evil. Have you ever heard the Gary Stearman testimony about what happened to him and how one of those creepy, scary alien spacecraft saved his life? Gary Stearman. the Prophecy Club or whatever they called it. All right. But you know what's funny? I noticed now today they've removed it. You can't find the Gary Stearman testimony anywhere. That's why I save everything on an 8-terabyte drive. It's just very hard to find it when I want it. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, Christians are being attacked hugely in Syria right now, but they're being attacked all over the world. So I'll just read this. A person by the name of Hadri Nasrallah says, after massacring Alawites and Druze, the pogrom against Christians has begun. Jolani thugs, okay, Jolani is the guy that was chopping people's heads off wearing orange way back when, you know, they created the fake ISIS, you know, through the CIA and all that. The one that would stand there like cutting their heads off on videos and putting it all over the world. You remember that stuff? That's the same Jolani. And so then you got Draco T. What does he do? He puts in charge with the help of, you know, Net and Liar, you or whatever you want to, Melikowski. All right, and they're like, you know, now he's like the guy that's in charge of Syria. Jolani. So, man, you would think they'd do background checks first, you know. Have you ever cut anybody's head off on a live video? I mean, if they answer yes to that, they can't be the ruler of a country. It's just that simple. They're obviously, their background checks are obviously woefully inadequate. But anyway, it goes on to say churches attacked and statues of the Virgin Mary destroyed because, you know, Catholicism is all over the place. And by the way, if you want to find a Catholic church, just look for a mosque because you'll find one less than a block away almost every single time. There's a teaching by Walter Veith, Dr. Walter Veith, about that, the Islam-Catholic connection. Why is that? Because the Catholic Church created Islam. These things are not that complicated, but you have to understand the depth of the darkness. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Kuwait, 1270. Okay, so in Kuwait, there are 1,270 82nd Airborne military soldiers that were put up in a hotel. Why aren't they on American naval bases or whatever? That are they can't, because they've already been blown the bits and they're already being watched. And the China and Chinese and the Russians are giving them all kinds of tactical information about where they're at. And then they put them up in the hotel. And what happens? Lo and behold, one of those explosive drones just happens to meander on by and blow up the entire floors. You know, several floors of the skyscraper hotel where all these 82nd Airborne people are at. But you never hear about that, do you? No, you don't. And you never will. All right, praise God. That's why we track these things. It's what we do. That's praise God. This is working up to our departure. Hallelujah. What's the most important thing in the world right now to anybody who loves Jesus with all their heart? To be with him because you love him. Not because you want to escape earth. Because you love him. But there's a little bit, you can have both. Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's why Jesus in Luke 21:36 says, pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things. So it's kind of a combination of wanting to escape, but also loving Jesus. No love for Jesus, wanting to escape. You know what I mean? All right, so keep it right. Now the news has come out that the lies that we were being told about the fleeing of the USS Gerald Ford, oh, it was a fire in the laundry room, were absolute lies from the devil. And in fact, it had been hit. Now, to what extent? I don't know. Are there photographs? No, there are not. But it's out in the open right now that the Ford had been hit by multiple explosive things. I don't know exactly what they were because they're keeping it way down low, but evidently it was hit by Iran multiple times and they fleed. Same thing with all of them, all of the carriers and stuff. They said, we out of here, exit stage left, Snagglepuss. All right, where is my Snagglepuss thing? I know I have it here. Exit stage left. Wonder where I put it. Let's see. Kiss My Grits, Kathy Screaming, Danger Will Robinson. Where is it? Oh my gosh. What time is it? 20 minutes after. Oh my gosh. Look at what I have here. Gary Stearman's account of the Holy Watcher. Let's listen. Shh. All the Prophecy Club people took it down. They didn't want to have people hear this. It was too hard for them to understand. Shh, don't tell nobody. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Prophecy in the News. I'm Gary Stearman, and today we're going to talk about UFOs, specifically the question, and it's expressed right here on the cover of the August 2011 Prophecy in the News magazine. What does the Bible say about UFOs?
Dagnabbit, but you know what I just realized? That's a 12-minute testimony. It will wipe out the time. I'll give you the short version. So Gary comes out and he says, I was flying a plane, you know, like a Piper plane or whatever, you know, a small plane. And there were problems with the plane, mechanical problems with the plane, and the plane was about to go down. His life was in danger. And then his radio had some kind of freaky-deaky static on it. And he looked out the side of his plane, and knowing that he was in trouble, and saw a silver, you know, scout ship, a UFO. And I call them scout ships to differentiate them from the really, really big motherships that are the size of battleships and even bigger, okay? I've covered this in so many shows in the past, but, you know. But anyway, so Gary says that there was some communication of some type or whatever, I think over the staticky radio or whatnot. Long story short, they fixed his airplane somehow. I don't know how they did it. And he testifies about them fixing his airplane and ultimately saving his life. All right. But you have to understand, after Gary was, you know, no longer part of it, I don't know. I don't really remember if Gary Stearman's still alive or not. I'm not going to look it up. I think maybe he's probably gone to Jesus. But here's the thing. So quickly, the new Prophecy in the News people got rid of it. You can't find it out on the internet anywhere. And I got it right here. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Prophecy in the News. I'm Gary Stearman, and today we're going to talk about UFOs
Yeah. There you go. All right. Praise God. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should. I got to have a show where I have enough time to play that whole thing. All right. So anyway, fireballs everywhere. You heard people talking about it. You heard the military person talking about it. I also mentioned to you that there is artwork from more than 1,000 years ago, probably 3,000 years ago, possibly. And the artwork shows a humanoid being flying inside of a fireball. All right. And these things are all over the place, and people are flipping out because of the vast numbers of them. And they see them changing directions. They're like, look, it's a meteor, but wait, it just went up. No, it went down. No, it went up. No, it went down. What is going on here? Yeah, people are freaking out. But, you know, signs in the sun and the moon and the stars cease roaring and all that kind of stuff. It's all happening at the same time. Isn't that cool? And what about that apocalyptic red sky over that town in Australia? Did you ever see anything like that? Have you seen it? That's so bloody red. It's so red. Even the person that was, talking about it, you know, and photographing it was saying, like, this is biblically apocalyptic kind of a thing. All right. So anyway, there are it's amazing how many posts that go up on X or some other form of social media. And the person that's doing the post is actually using the word apocalyptic. This one starts out with apocalyptic scenes across Asia. Vietnam and Bangladesh are shutting down as the fuel crisis bites. All right, so let's listen to a little bit of this.
The problem here, and the reason these people are so worried, is that there doesn't seem to be an end in sight to all this, and energy shocks, by their very nature, take a while to bite and longer to work their way through. And it's hitting a region where the economies just don't have the broad shoulders or the reserves to handle it.
Indeed, across Asia, there is barely a country untouched. Vietnam has ruled working from home. Bangladesh has rationed fuel and closed universities. Back in Manila, they're not shy with their sense of what or who is responsible.
Who do you blame for the fact that the fuel prices are so high? Whose fault is it?
I'm number one, the U.S. imperialists.
The U.S. imperialists.
The Philippines is a long-standing ally of the U.S. Is that something that you would like to see change?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's because all this ally thing, them helping us, it's just a front. front of their bigger agenda to exploit not only the Philippines, but the so-called third world countries.
Expensive fuel will mean expensive food. The price of rice here has doubled already. And in a region where millions already live in or close to poverty, we may yet only have a glimpse of how bad things could get.
The problem here...
All right. Well, you heard it from the... I was in the Philippines. This is a horrible thing. All of these countries. Think about it. Can you imagine the filth, the stench, the horror? The horror. The horror. Of that feces-spewing creature. You know, I was trying to explain. I talked a little bit about the humanoid fallen angels, but also you've got the ones that are in directly destroying the earth right now. And it goes in this order. Satan's at the very top. The Dracos are the next level down. And then you have the reptilians, and the Greys are just beneath them. They're just worker bees. Really stinky worker bees. Horrible things. How can they even be allowed to be here? No wonder our Heavenly Father had second thoughts about, I don't know if I should have picked this planet. Oh my, I don't know. This is a pretty bad planet. It's a bad planet. I wish we could pull that scripture up, but if you know anything about the early books of the Bible, our Heavenly Father was like rethinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't have picked Earth. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. All right. Let's go ahead and keep on chiseling our way through these things. Okay, listen to this. All right. Now, I do believe this is from Ryan Mata. Warning, warning. He's going to say some naughty words. He's, you know, just his thing. All right, but let's listen to this. Very important report.
Nuke. There was never a Samson. We told everyone Israel never had a nuke. There was never a Samson option. Israel having nukes was always just a fraud. It was a farce. It was a facade just to make Israel and the world think that Israel had all this power and they never really had it. And I'll tell you that because Israel is collapsing right now. This is going to be the best news you've heard all day. Check this out. And I had it translated in English.
He doesn't have proof of that, but that's
this is by Global Insight Journal. It goes by Global Eye Journal over on X. And it says Israel has collapsed psychologically. Civilians are fleeing the country. Soldiers are abandoning their army. And the chief of staff, Zamir, the army is collapsing. No soldiers remain.
That's all true,
holy
by the way.
Holy shit. Let's fucking go, boys. Check this out.
They have some internal issues. For example, the chief of staff's alleged words are very striking. He says our army is collapsing and even our reserve soldiers are now depleted. At the same time, the mayors of the cities destroyed by these retaliations are also blasting Netanyahu.
Iran is overwhelming the Iron Dome every night, inflicting pain on Israel.
However, the Revolutionary Guards dealt a heavy blow to the Israeli army, not only physically, but also psychologically. The clearest admission in this regard came from Israeli Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir. Zamir stated, the army is collapsing. A case way powerful. According to a report by the Jerusalem Post, during a security cabinet meeting held on March 23, Yesh On Dade, Yemeshte, 14, Boshtai 5th, Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Ezal Zamir admitted that the army could no longer carry its current personnel burden. Zamir, I am raising precisely 10 red flags before the army collapses upon itself. If a solution is not found to address the personnel shortage, the army's collapse will be inevitable. Even in peacetime, we desperately need more soldiers on the borders of Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and the West Bank. Yet these current vacancies are creating massive, dangerous gaps in our defense, he stated. Benny Gantz, leader of the opposition National Unity Party, criticized Netanyahu. I said the government talks about changing the Middle East, but can't even provide the soldiers needed to win the war. Kiryat Shemona Mayor Avichai Stern was one of the most prominent figures to articulate the psychological collapse in Israel. What kind of victory is this? The mayor shouting, "You have failed," as he described the demolished structures across the city, said that if we were to lose an entire city, then it wouldn't matter how we ultimately ended the war. Margaliot's mayor, Eitan Davidi, is also quite upset with the Tel Aviv administration. The town of Margaliot, situated right on the Lebanese border, faces daily attacks from Hezbollah. No government, absolutely none, is providing us with any support. The mayor, conveying his deep anger to Prime Minister Netanyahu, stated, "You have completely ruined everything," adding, "Either acknowledge that you cannot cope with this situation or take some decisive action." An admission also came from former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Bennett stated that the current Netanyahu government doesn't know how to achieve victory anywhere. He said they are unable to win anywhere, neither in Gaza nor in Lebanon.
And if Israel had a Samson option, they would have done used it by now. They would have taken out Lebanon, they would have wiped out all of Palestine, and they would have taken out Iran. But they don't have it now. The United States, we probably do. We probably have some hydrogen bombs that are similar to nuclear bombs and can do just as much damage. But we're not going to drop those either. At least, I don't think we're going to, unless President Trump literally wants to be going down in history as like the absolute worst. And he might even be the first president to ever get convicted for a fucking war crime. That's
All right. So anyway, I the Ryan Mata thing and everything, and his belief that there are no nukes, there was no Samson option. I personally do not agree with that. Definitely not. Considering when you understand the power of AIPAC and everything that has happened and the taking down of the United States. Think about it. You just heard what's going on in Vietnam and Bangladesh, and people are about to be starving. This is a global thing, and it's all done by one draconian entity. Can you imagine that? And of course, you got the whole, synagogue of Satan. Anyway, it's just unbelievable. So Abramovic was right. Okay. This entity, the filthy entity that it is destroying the world. When the fourth seal, Behold the Pale Horse, talks about a quarter of the earth being destroyed by death and hunger and all that, look at it happening right now. It's all happening right now. Right now. Anyway. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Iran TV describes all of the strikes that occurred on the 83rd and 84th waves attacks on Israel. So I don't know how long this is. It might be really long. Oh, Lord. Okay, but let's see if we can get this in here. Praise Jesus.
The wave of operations 83 and 84, the 84th wave, had a very special target. That was here in the heart of Saudi Arabia, the American base Al-Murj, or King Salman base, a base that was precisely targeted by our missiles, the platforms that were on it. The platforms that were located on the runway of this base, as you could previously see on the flight radar website, just as you can see in that small image. This is exactly the spot where the KC-135 tankers were stationed. The American enemy would take off from Saudi Arabia and refuel their fighter jets over the Persian Gulf. The published satellite images, just as you can see in this image. Before the missiles hit, you can see the number of tankers on the runway of Al-Karj Air Base. And after that, after they were targeted and destroyed, you can also see that these tankers were the backbone of the American enemy in the attacks. They were their air tankers, refueling various fighter jets, but the 83rd wave, this wave struck the Sheikh Issa Air Base. The 83rd wave was extremely intense. I will explain later how the 84th wave was assisted. Then again, the Sheikh Issa base was hit alongside it. This base, the Al Dafra air base in the UAE, its radars and various aircraft hangars were hit. These bases were struck. That too, on the southern edge of the Persian Gulf, managed to create an opportunity so that here in Kuwait, the Ali Al Salem base was hit. Just minutes ago, as part of the continuation of Operation 84, Boubian Island, where American enemy Marines were stationed, was precisely targeted and suffered heavy strikes. Reports indicate that various hospitals in Kuwait are treating these wounded soldiers, and they have received the killed, and many people in Kuwait have now been prohibited from going to those hospitals. The Al Adari base was also hit again during the same wave 83. So that it could provide support for the second operation in wave 84. But here, Victoria Base, near Baghdad Airport, is another one of the most important American enemy bases, which has been targeted by the Islamic Resistance of Iraq with missiles, and it has also been targeted by various drones. Next to Victoria Base, this base is located Al-Harir Base, where the American enemy stationed its troops after the closure. It transferred its forces from Ain al-Asad and also from Tanf, located in the Iraq-Syria-Jordan border triangle, to this base. The Islamic Resistance of Iraq has also targeted this base, as well as the headquarters. Hostile and separatist groups around this base, which were being directed by Mossad forces, but here in Tel Aviv, the 45th announcement of the Islamic Republic of Iran Army, it tells us that the headquarters of Unit 6900 has been hit, exactly the same unit whose main duty is to support the American Zionist enemy's logistics at Ben Gurion.
All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So we could go on and listen to many, many more minutes of this man speaking about all of the military targets that have been struck by the 83rd and the 84th wave. So what's happening right now, clearly, to the United States public, and we've known it all along, and it's been continuing ever since the very beginning of all this nonsense, this awful stuff. Anyway, it is lies. Oh, we're making deals, and it's the same demonic story over and over and over again to throw people off the scent of what's going on right now. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Next up. All right, now, whether or not this is true or not, I do not know, but let's go ahead and listen to it anyway. This is talking about a global energy lockdown. Here we go. Whoops. Here we go.
I mentioned that the IEA chief basically said the shit is hitting the fan, everything's falling apart. And he just published Lockdowns 2.0, an energy lockdown playbook. They released a 10-point plan over the weekend telling governments to restrict driving, ground flights, force remote work, and ban gas cooking. They called it sheltering from oil shocks, writes Aaron Day. Here is the plan. Number one, they are recommending alternating driving days based on your license plate number, odd plates on Monday, even plates on Tuesday, and countries are now already implementing this. They are recommending mandatory speed limit reductions on every highway, not for safety, but fuel rationing by another name. You can still drive, just slower and less often. Number three, avoiding all air travel where alternatives exist. They didn't define what that actually meant, but the ambiguity, writes Aaron Day, is the feature. It lets regulators decide after the fact whether your trip was essential or not. Non-essential versus essential. Does that ring any bells? Here's another one. Switch from gas cooking to electric. The IEA is now telling you what appliances you can use in your kitchen. And the same agency that published Net Zero by 2050 is calling now for thermostats to be capped at 19 degrees and a ban on new gas boilers. This is not new, it's accelerating. And then work from home if possible. The guidelines mimic 2020 when they locked down the world and called it public health. In 2026, they're locking down movement and calling it energy security. The template is identical, writes Aaron.
Time is running out, and I hope and pray that you are waking up.
All right, so you got a little snippet there from this particular content provider, he actually played. So that was Shannon Joy. If you like people who do commentary on extreme conspiracy, I'm not talking about regular conspiracy stuff. People who believe that everything is conspiracy. Okay, Shannon Joy's for you. I'm not saying anything bad about her. I'm just saying she believes pretty much everything's a conspiracy. Matter of fact, she probably figures that just about everybody in the world's a reptilian. I don't know what her position is on reptilians, but I don't care. I just want to make the barley harvest like you do. Pray always to be counted worthy. Amen. Let's get out of here. Okay, to escape. You know, in Daniel 12, where it says, you know, which I play as part of the dialogue in the introduction, you know, of the program, you know, it talks about delivered, the word delivered when you look in your scripture, but you got to look at the Hebrew. It says slippery escape. Slippery. Like a like a olive oil drenched salamander squirming around in your hand and going, I'm out of here. I need to find that exit stage left. I got to find Snagglepuss. Where is Snagglepuss? Exit stage left. I can't find it. Got a lot of stuff in here like this. Somebody ought to go into an evangelical church and play and grab a megaphone and go,
you can't handle the truth.
Oh, my goodness. It's just too... Oh, here it is. Snagglepuss.
So exit stage left.
That'll be us, you know, when it's time for us to leave. You know, we'll be like...
So exit stage left.
It was the UFOs that took them. Oh, hallelujah, boy. Oh, boy, let's get out of here. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, okay. UFOs swarming the nuclear Air Force base. You already heard the report? But wait, they were only drones. You know, like New Jersey. Drones, drones. Drones that flash different colors and change shapes. Really neat drones. You know, the expensive kind. Okay, so is this true? I don't know if it's true. Is it something they have on the roadmap for the imminent future? I don't know. But this particular person is very concerned about what they're saying is going to be a blackout that occurs to save energy in New York City.
Shut down the city. And turn off lights at 11 p.m. statewide? You heard what I just said? They're proposing a bill in New York that will shut down most outdoor lighting from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. And they're calling this the Dark Skies Act. And you already know how New York nightlife is right now. Just imagine New York with no light. It's going to be a lot of unwanted action if they get the chance to pass this bill.
All right, so the key there is if they get the chance to pass this bill. Okay, now I've got a list of bills that I'm watching after, like Senate Bill 87 that is being floated in the legislature of Ohio, whereby, believe it or not, if you are caught saying anything negative about you-know-who, well, then guess what? It's like 20 years in prison and $100,000 fine or something like that. It's just unbelievable. So I've been watching it. Occasionally I'll check up on it. And man, anyway, I don't even want to speculate. It's just unbelievable. The stuff that is happening. It's absolutely crazy. It's like Bill Murray, you know, cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria. It really is like that. Who would have thought that Bill Murray was being prophetic at that time? Or was he just talking about the party that he was at the week before? I don't know. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go back and take a look at what's left, because there is some important things still on the radar. This one here says was positioned as an ultra red alert by the content provider, saying that essentially that terror cells. Oh, and of course, they have to be Iranian terror cells. It couldn't be the CIA and the Mossad, could it? Are targeting what they call soft targets, churches. So what do you think they're going to, you know, how do you think this is going to unfold? Active jihadist messaging explicitly targeting Christians and churches. Iran escalation. See, there's the word Iran. Increasing risk of proxy or inspired attacks on the United States soil. Easter season vulnerability. Large crowds. Predictable schedule. Soft targets. What do you think about that? Well, one thing we've learned from doing this for so long is that there's a lot of threats, but they don't always come true. All right, let's see here. So we also have this report here. Let's see if we can call this one up. Here we go.
Strange glowing UFOs were seen tracking Iranian missiles, right? It's a little bit weird. Check this footage out, and I'll dive into it a bit more in just a second.
Watch that.
UFOs tracking Iranian missiles. And whatever was happening with that little kid in the background, what looked like it was having a little kid was having a really good time, right, kids? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think he was doing? Playing G.I. Joes or something? No, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Anyway, praise God. Not during these times. Anyway, I was kind of a Billy Blastoff guy. I like Billy Blastoff and his Lunar Rover and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, whatever. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just boogie on out of here in a slippery escape. All right. Let's see here. Unbelievable lightning storm in Dubai, folks. I'm telling you, I wish I could show you this. I wish I could show you the imagery. It was unbelievable. There was a storm in Dubai. There was a horrible, horrible storm that hit the entire area. Dubai, UAE, Qatar, the whole deal. It was unbelievable. The streets were just flooded. Cars were underwater. And one person had commented that they can't seem to... the engineers there can't seem to get it into their head that they're living in a desert, because when they build the drainage systems for such storms, the sand just kind of piles up right at the drain and blocks it, and then the water can't get through, and then everything goes underwater. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. But unbelievable lightning storms like you have never seen, worse than even Tampa, which is known as the lightning capital of the world by some. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. This is amazing. All right, so I'm just going to share this with you. This is just absolutely astonishing. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. Here we go. I'm going to read this to you. Lexington, Kentucky. I'll read it verbatim. No, I'm not. I'm going to use the code word. Draco T was reportedly, quote, apologetic with rage on Saturday after a tiny crowd showed up for his heavily publicized pro-Kings rally. An advance team led by Draco T's Eric entity had scheduled the event at Lexington, Kentucky's Kroger Field, a stadium with a 61,000 seat capacity, engaged in what was called an orgy of finger pointing after only, listen to this, 17 people turned out. You can't make this stuff up. He just can't make this stuff up. So anyway, but you know what? That megalomaniac is never going to get the point. It's going to have to be by force. But we're not from here and we're not staying here. We are love. We are peace. We are light. And we're waiting. And soon we fly. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, let's see here. Massive panic as Australian sky turns completely red. That's something that you got to see to believe. All right, I wish I could show it to you, but I can't. All right, you can search for it on the internet. I have a feeling that you will probably find it pretty easily. Forget about this. All right, so I'm going to kill that one. That's about the CIA publishing, data that, cancerous parasites. I was like, thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track. Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, thank you, Jesus. Bahrain erupts. The Sunnis and the Shiites unite against the Bahraini regime and foreign interference. So again, you've got people erupting in protest all over the place, even the United States, 8 million. It's unbelievable. And wow. Okay, so are the prophecies in the Olivet Discourse being fulfilled like crazy? Absolutely. Are we getting closer and closer and closer? And do we know how close? Absolutely not. All right, but that's okay. We're just going to hang in there, and it can't be too long now, folks. Come on, please. Aliens and spaceships following, Iranian missiles and nuclear air force bases being, all, if they're shut down, people are told to, stay in, shelter in place. And oh no, those dreaded drones are back again. Whatever. Just, it's Project Blue Beam. Anyway, Project Blue Beam. That's got to be the biggest counterintelligence activity ever. And might there be such an event that they do something with? But it's going to be so irrelevant. Men's hearts failing them for fear of those things that are coming upon the earth. What could they be? Oh no, they're fireballs. Massive protests erupt in Israel against the war. This is one of those things that looks like the Houthis out there getting angry on a Friday afternoon. Yeah, this is Israel. They're all after, you know, dead Bibi. Bibi's dead. No, that can't be. I just saw him yesterday. He was having a coffee. Oh, I know. Never enough fun for us as we're waiting to get out of here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, let me go ahead and play this one. This is Ryan Mata, so be advised. Kids, be advised that he might say some naughty words. Right, but he does point out some really interesting things that are important. Now, kids, if your mom says to get out of the room, all right, you're going to need to get out of the room. All right, you understand? That's just the way it is, okay? So this is the sound coming out of your mom's voice because she doesn't want you to hear Ryan Mata saying all kinds of naughty words. You need to get out of the room. Kids? Kids! What do you think about that? Oh, no. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. Let me see if I can get that to move over. Wow. The soundboard was... Kids, are you okay with that? Will you leave the room when your mom screams, you know, and panic and stuff? All right. I think we got that under control. All right. So listen to this. You've been warned. Here we go. All right, here we go.
So we got some big breaking news coming in from Scott Ritter. He's basically laying down step by step Iran's final move to end this war right now. And it's taking out Israel's desalination plants. So take out their water infrastructure, turn Israel into Gaza, make them pump water just like they made the Gazans pump water. And watch how quickly the tide turns in this war and how quickly things shift. Check this out.
Take out Israeli desalination plants now, right now. End Israel right now. Just end it. Just take it out, end it. Israel might have a plan B. They might be able to ship in water because Europe, no one's going to let the Jews die. They're going to ship in water and all that. Fine. But that'll be their life from now on. Foreign sources of water, tankers pulling off, Israeli people, you know, lining up to get, you know, like Gazans, you know, to pump water into their pot to take home and, you know, and all that. Good. Make that Israel's future. No more running water and pipes. Blow up the desalinization plants and eliminate.
So we got some big breaking news coming in from Scott.
All right, so just circled back to the beginning automatically. But anyway, so Ritter's option for ending the war rapidly would be that. Now, here's the other thing, though. I have seen an untold number of videos showing mass, and I do mean massive, just massive, as far as the eye can see, sort of massive, of exodus. Or plural exoduses, whatever is plural of exodus. But anyway, the point is this. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon tens of thousands upon tens of thousands. Just unbelievable exodus of people who live there. They just can't take it anymore. That's why they're protesting in the streets. That's why they're trying to get a hold of the leadership. I don't understand why there are these videos out there of Ben-Gavir. I had a report that was highly credible that Ben-Gavir is dead. So if Ben-Gavir and Netan stinking you, you know, on all this other stuff that's going on right now, if they're dead... then they're dead. And then the rest of it's just AI. Okay? Worship the beast and the image of the beast. Well, I always wondered what that image of the beast was. It's kind of reflective of the Nebuchadnezzar statue that Daniel refused to bend to. Oh, boy. It's like the Bible's coming true in the most amazing ways right now. Wow. It is wow. It's just... this is like fabulous. Thank you, Jesus. Get us out of here. All right. And then last but not least is going to be a commentary of that young fellow, Nick Fuentes, who, because of his emotionally supercharged what is the word? You know, it's not a political. He's not a political sort of guy. When he has something to say, he's going to say, and he's not. He's like going to be totally in your face. But anyway, I listened to a little bit of this, and I don't recall him dropping any, you know, kids get out of the room sort of phrases. But anyway, here, this is a perfect thing, I think, to because what we know right now is thousands upon thousands at 82nd Airborne. You know, we don't know how many are killed. We don't know how many are dead. You heard that. You heard them reporting that the hospitals are in lockdown in Kuwait. The situation's obviously far, far worse than we have any idea. And how many more are on their way over there? And what about the call? What about the? It's like Vietnam all over again. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, we'll go ahead and bring in Nick Fuentes to put the icing on the cupcake regarding Karg Island.
Iran has destroyed at least 13 bases. The Pentagon is lying to us. Iran hit the Gerald Ford and took it out of commission. They told us about the Gerald Ford that there was a fire in the laundry room. Well, it's being repaired for 2 weeks. You're telling me that the biggest and most sophisticated U.S. carrier, which is the biggest and most expensive class of ships that we have, the Ford class carrier, you're telling me that got taken offline for 2 weeks because of a fire in the laundry room? That's not true. Simultaneously, 13 U.S. bases in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, elsewhere, Qatar, they have been taken offline. This is more damage to U.S. air bases, I believe, than any point during the Iraq war. These bases have been rendered inoperable. The damage is extensive. They're underreporting the extent of it. And they're actually putting up soldiers now in hotels because they can't stay at the bases. There was an attack at a base in Saudi Arabia that killed 13 people today. There was another attack last week. It took out 5 refueling aircraft. They're allegedly shooting aircraft out of the sky over Iranian or Iraqi airspace. So here's the question. We can't protect the Strait. We can't protect our military bases. We can't protect our floating base, which is the carrier. How are we going to protect an island that's off the coast of Iran? And the coastline of Iran is 600 miles. So you've got 600 miles of coastline from which Iranians are going to be launching fiber optic drones that can't be jammed. Literally have an unspooling fiber optic cable behind it connected to the receiver. How are you going to shoot down hundreds of drones flying at the island? How are you going to shoot down what may be Iran's most precise and advanced missiles that they haven't used yet because they're waiting to exhaust U.S. interceptors? The inevitable conclusion is that this is a suicide mission wherever we do it, whether we do it on Karg Island or whether we do it in the Strait of Hormuz. And they know that. Israel knows that. The United States knows that many soldiers are going to die. 20,000 soldiers are going in. Probably more than that are going to go in the long run. It's not going to be 200,000 yet, but it's going to be more than 20,000. There's a population on the island of 20,000. You don't think they're building IEDs? You don't think they're armed? There's a civilian population of oil workers on the island of 20,000. We're sending 20,000 soldiers in. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of casualties. And they know that. They're telling us that. They're priming the pump. That's why they're reporting it all the time. Why are they telegraphing their moves? Because they're getting the public ready. They do this. They do it all the time. They did it when we withdrew from Afghanistan in 21. They told us this story about ISIS-K and blah, blah, blah. They're doing that now. And they're telling us a lot of Americans are going to die. The Israelis are telling us Americans are going to die, but that's okay.
And on that note, we are at the 59-minute mark of the second hour of the program. Father, in the name of Jesus, please give us the patience of Job. Help us to understand that we are light and love. We're not from here. We're not staying here. And the only reason we're keeping so close a track of the events that are occurring right now is because we can't wait to be with you. We praise your holy name forever and ever. Until next time, amen.